This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. I hope that it's going to be a good day for you. Now, look, I wonder if you can remember back to October 1987. There was a little 18-month-old girl named Jessica McClure, and she'd fallen into a well shaft in a place called Midland, Texas. She'd only been left alone for a few moments in her aunt's backyard, and she'd played and put her feet over this innocent-looking 8-inch wide hole in the ground. But when she tried to stand up, she slipped into the hole, one leg up, one leg down, and found herself wedged in this pipe about 22 feet below the surface. This was all on the news. The rescuers drilled a 29-foot shaft parallel to the well, and then they bored a 5-foot horizontal tunnel through solid rock to try and reach this little girl. So after a while, as this went on, the medical people were really worried that dehydration and shock would take her life before the rescuers could get there. So it was a pretty tight situation. The rescue took far longer than anyone expected. They had solid rock and some of the equipment failed. And so it meant that it took 58 hours before they could reach little Jessica. But they finally bored through and they reached her. But then she was wedged in the pipe. They couldn't move her. So the medical personnel hooked up monitors to her and they discovered the worst, that she didn't have any time left, and that critical point between life and death had arrived. And the medical people got together and they told the rescuers to pull hard. There was just no time. In fact, they said you'd have to break her to save her. They pulled. And miraculously, this little Jessica popped free without any serious injuries. Now, this was an amazing rescue. Many thousands of people watched this unfold live on TV news, not only in the US but around the world, and people were praying for this little girl's recovery. It was just an amazing story. Do you know that life is sometimes like that? It's sometimes like a desperate effort to overcome difficulties or the odds that we face, whatever they are. No matter how bad it looks and no matter how hopeless and helpless we feel, I want to say today that there is God. God can and often does make a way for us. And we learn that this God is none other than the same God who created the heaven and earth, the God who was the Lord over history. And He just weaves his power into the events of history. So this is a God who is the Lord over every cell, actually, in your body and mine. If you like, we're talking about a God who cannot be handcuffed, a God who is omnipotent, the God who can deliver. He's on your side. So he is with you. Even when we sin and turn our backs on him, he is there for us. And this is the awesomeness of God's grace, that this God loves you and me so unconditionally and infinitely in Jesus Christ. And actually, God has promised his Holy Spirit for us, who will make a way for us when we think there's just no other way through. I think of a song that says, God can make a way when there is no other way. It was written actually by a guy called Don Moon in an aeroplane as he travelled one day to attend his nephew's funeral. His nephew had been tragically killed in a car accident. And as he was in the plane, he thought of these words: God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He works in a way we cannot see. He'll make a way for me. He will be my guide and hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, this song goes on, he'll lead me, and rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. He will do something new today. It's a great song. The psalmist said in Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. That's certainly what Jessica McClure must have done, and many people prayed for this little girl. Call upon me in the day of trouble. And God said, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. It's a wonderful story. I will honour him. Well, the scripture says in Romans 8, verse 28, that if we, I think, are in God's hands, it says all things work together for good. And that's a great statement. I hope that you might think about that today. Well, dear God, we thank you that you know everything about us, the good and the not so good. And there are things in our life, Lord, that we're not very happy about. You know that. But how wonderful to know that you still accept us and love us for who we are. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.